Try to gather all the bits and pieces of your mind that have been scattered this morning. Bring them together right here. In the beginning, you've got to do some thinking to get the mind to settle down. I know some people who complain, how can you say that there's singleness in the first jhana when you've got all these different factors? Well, you've got all the activity of the mind focused on one thing. Because if you're not thinking about the breath, at this point you're going to be thinking about something else. I've had people come to me and they say, I understand that directed thought and evaluation is a factor for the first jhana. When do I get started? And the answer is, you're already doing it. You're directing your thoughts here, directing them there. Sometimes the direction is pretty vague. In other words, you allow the mind to go directing itself in any direction. Other times it's more focused. And then you're evaluating things, making comments. The mind is a constant commentator. And so when you're settling down, that habit is going to still be here, so you use it to get the mind to settle in with the breath, to be just right with the breath. Not too much pressure, not too little pressure. Having a good image of the breath and mind that's useful for spreading a sense of well-being around in the body. And sometimes you have to talk to yourself about why it's important to be doing this, because the mind can come up with all kinds of arguments why something else is more important right now. We can meditate later, but I've got to think about this right now. 9 times out of 10, that's not the case. So you have to learn how to counteract those arguments, which is why it requires some thinking to get the mind to be still. But it's all thinking around one object. And John Lee's images of holding one hand around a post and then running around the post. And even though you're running, you're still in one spot. You don't get dizzy. But if you go out and stand in the middle of the lawn and then try to run around like that without having anything to hold on to, you get dizzy very fast. So stay with the breath. Make this your one preoccupation. It's one thing you think about, the one thing you examine. If you're going to be looking for pleasure, you're going to look for pleasure in the breath. And that's how you get the mind to be single, even though there are several functions going on at once. Then as things begin to settle down, then you can abandon some of those extra functions and just be here with the breathing. But in the beginning, it requires a little bit of adjustment and a little bit of conversation. So use it well. You're getting practice in learning how to talk to yourself. Because right speech, both outside and inside, is part of the path. You learn how to talk to yourself while you settle up with the breath, and it's a lot easier to learn how to talk to yourself when difficult emotions come up in the course of the day. You can sit yourself down and say, look, this is not helpful, running with that emotion. There are other ways of looking at it, other ways of dealing with it, besides just running along with it. And this way, your direct thought and evaluation, this constant commentary in the mind, actually becomes a skill.